Okay, so let's start Parshas Balak. We'll just quick overview. The Klal Yisrael was coming, I guess, east to west in Eretz Yisrael. They already defeated Sichon and Og. Those were the two superpowers. And now the nations that were in their way were very frightened. So that's why Mayav decided to join together with Midian. Rashi says Midian and Mayav were really enemies, but they joined forces because they needed to protect themselves against Klal Yisrael, and they hired Bilam to try to curse them. Now, before Bilam actually comes, there's the whole episode with the Asain, and Asain sees the Malach, the Asain stops, and Bilam beats up the Asain, and one of the big nisim in the Torah is V'yiftach Hashem is B'Asain. All right, he comes and he tries to curse. It happens three times. Each time he tells Balak, build a Mizbeach. And on the Mizbeach, he brings Balak of Tzayin, two types of Kabbanis. And he built seven of those Mizbeach. At the end of the day, he brings 42 Kabbanis, Bilam. The Gemara says that you see that an act done with sincerity, Balak was sincere. He was Zeicha Terus. So it's funny, it's almost ironic that he tried to curse Klal Yisrael. And because of the episode, we have David HaMelech, we have Mashiach. It's interesting. Anyways, the Torah, and then Bilam gives from the most famous Nevuahs of the Torah. He says, Matayvo Lach Yaakov Mishkan Yosef Yisrael. Like Ari mentioned that there's a Nevuah that Chazal were going to institute to be part of Krishma. Kid Lavi, how does the Pasuk go, Ari? There's two psukim like this, similar psukim. At the end, he was in Matzliach, and basically Bilam takes a parting shot, and he convinces the non-Jewish girls to seduce Klal Yisrael. And because of that, they were tzamid l'Baal Pa'ar. They became dedicated and devoted to Baal Pa'ar. And it was Magefa. 24,000 people died in that Magefa. And then the episode with Pinchas sees Zimri with this Midyanis. And he tells no one knew what to do. They forgot the halacha l'mayish mi'sinai, the boy l'ram is k'nayim paygam boy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Zimri, k'ayna sadegu se'evil every pravanka, you remember that you have to carry it out. And Pinchas kills with a bunch of nisim, Ashi says with ten nisim, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, and that's how the parsha ends. And Hashem's wrath is subsided. Okay, what I want to go into over here is like this. There's a pasuk in Parshas Devarim. Pasuk says, "Vayavi amayni mayavi bekal Hashem, gam darasiu leyavi bekal Hashem." So amayni mayavi, the males cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. Why can't they marry into Klal Yisrael? The Torah says, "Asher lekidmu esem belechemayim." First of all, they didn't help Klal Yisrael with bread and water, but say some b'derech b'tzeisim mitzayim. That's A. And B is Asher sochalein es vilam ben barmi psaram narei lekalacha. So they did two things wrong. Ramban says the thing with the water is amayin. The thing with the klala is mayav, right? Vayar balach b'tzipar melechem klal shas yisrael amayri vayar amayv. And the Torah says that he was a melech of mayav. Okay, so the water, the story that they didn't give Klal Yisrael water, that was Amoin. This, that they tried to hire somebody to curse Klal Yisrael, Bilam, that was Mayavi. And Hashem says, because of that, they can't come to Klal Yisrael. And the Torah adds, V'lo Yavi Hashem lekech l'shmayel Bilam. Hashem didn't listen to the curse of Bilam. Then the Torah adds a few interesting words. V'yafei Hashem l'cha as a klala v'racha. Hashem switched the klala into a bracha. That's a very funny lashon because we just see in the Torah brachas. Where do we see he turned the klala into a bracha? Okay, so it happens to be in Parshas Kiseitse, the Ben Ezra says that shohi b'leiv lekala v'yazav Hashem. It means like this: that what it means, all it means is, again, we're just going to say al derech hapshat today. All it means is Hashem turned it in his heart. He wanted to curse, but Hashem didn't allow it. It came out a blessing. And that actually is mashma from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Rashi over there says almost the exact identical idea as the Ben Ezra. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yechon, mi'birchasi sholei surasha, ato lo made mahayu b'libay." From every klala, you can see what he really wanted inside. The Gemara says, "Bikish leimer shleiyeh lohen b'alti k'nisa b'alti mejoshes." He tried to give him a klala that Jews should never have a shul in a Beis Medrash. How do you know that he wanted that? Because it came out, "Matoyvu alecha Yaakov." He davened like Sishra Shechina Aleim that you shouldn't have Shechina, they should have the base of Mikdash, Mishkanei Sechli Yisrael. Lo Yimachusim Shechaz, he wanted the Klal to be that their Malchus should not be eternal, or shouldn't be nimshach, shouldn't continue. Because he said, "Kinacholim nitayu," it's like a river, flowing river that never stops. Okay, so the Gemara goes through a bunch of brachas, and you see he really wanted the opposite. About it. That's what he wanted in his heart, and Hashem made it come out with tayva. And Rashi over there says, "I'll read the Rashi." May bechayis avatulamad mahayu beliba dechziva yafayich Hashem is a chazakol of bracha. So you see clearly, Rashi says, "Who hayu writes a kalam bekach?" So you but the kinesias, the loynosu reshul zama matayvu lachayakim. So the word lahafayich to turn out doesn't mean he took a klal and somehow mixed up and turned it into a bracha. In his heart, he wanted klala, but it verbalized ad lebracha. That's what it means. That's the pashup shot. But I have three other pirushim from different gemaras and rishayim and achrayim. What it could mean. Okay, the second shot is, it's based on the Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Kuv Vav Amud Aleph, and it's a Rashi and a Taisis on in Tainus Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this, Amr Rav Shul Banach Meni Rav Yenison, my dechziv, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Nemonim Pitzei Oyev, faithful are the wounds, the blows of someone who loves you, V'na'atareis, and the reverse is Neshikei Soinei. Okay, first Pasuk shot. Pashup Shah means like this. When a little kid is in the street and the kid runs into the street, the father grabs the kid. What are you doing? He smacks the kid. You know that the father loves the child. When someone loves you, gives you a punch, you know it's coming out of love. If you have an enemy and he starts giving you aces and starts being all nice to you, then you got to know it's called the kiss of the enemy, and it's the opposite. He's not there for your... If an enemy starts trying to give you aces and trying to do you tavis, know that there's something up his sleeve. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Gemara darshins. Better the klala that Achia Hashilaini, there's nothing Klai Yisrael, Achia Hashilaini, gave Klai Yisrael, the klala that he gave is better than the bracha of what Bilam gave us. So the Gemara elaborates. Toivah Shekil Achia Hashilaini Yisrael Yoismi Brach Shabich and Bilam Marasha. Achia Hashilaini Kilam Yisrael Bekana. Achia Hashilaini gave Klai Yisrael a curse. You know what the curse was? Hashem should strike you down like he strikes down a reed. You ever see on the banks of a beach, a reeds? Yes. Hashem should strike you down. That sounds like a terrible klala. Inside that klala there's a bracha. Because when you strike down a reed, when you cut down a reed, it comes right back, it regenerates. Another thing about a reed, it's always near water. And another thing about reeds, it has a big root system. So it looks like a klala, but really embedded in that klala, we should be like a reed. Hashem should knock us down like a reed, but we should be like a reed. Like Leilenu after the Holocaust, we were struck down terribly, but we rejuvenated, we were replanted, we have Torah now, we have so many things in Klal Yisrael now. So Hashem should strike us down like a reed. It's a terrible klala, but it ended up to be a bracha. Okay? Mashen King Bilam Arasha, Bilam Arasha gave us a beautiful bracha. Listen to the bracha Bilam Arasha said. Bilam Arasha Bichem Be'erez. What did he say? You should be like Arazim. You should be like strong, mighty, stately cedar trees. He says, "Ma erez ein oimid b'makamayim." Cedars don't grow near water. Cedars grow in the forest. V'sharashim watem. Cedar trees don't have a big root system. Vein gizim achliv. You chop a cedar tree down, it's not regrowing. Afil kol ruchus b'aylam. Generally, a cedar tree could stand up to wind, but if a hurricane comes down, it's worse than a reed. A reed, if a hurricane comes down, the reed bows but comes back up. A cedar, if it gets knocked out of the ground, it's finished. I feel kovuk shemalim by zonayshu ein mazina isim im kaima. Kevin shenosh ben ruach deraimis miad ikrasi v'hoshbe aponav. Okay, so that's the so it's worse the bracha that Bilam gave than the klala chi shulani. That's the Gemara. So he gave us a bracha. We should be al karazim. Okay, that's the bracha he gave us, and we see it's really bad. So fraktais akasha. What do you mean? What do you mean arazim are not near water? The Torah says arazim alimayim. Right? Taisa says, how could you say that the Erez is bad? It's because it's never near a water supply. We're not being nourished spiritually. We're not being nourished. It says, Kairazim Alimayim. So Taisa's answer is interesting. Bilam wanted to say you're an Erez. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him say Alimayim. Okay, that's the second shot. Okay, a third shot is based on the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Ari, you remember this? The Gemara says that Hashem gets angry once a day. 158,888th of a second. They calculated it's either 1/16th of a second or 1/4 of a second. Tanya kel zayim b'chol yoyim. How much was a zam a rega? Well, one rega is 58,888. Okay, and no one can figure out precisely when this bilam was. It says yedeh. Bilam said about himself, "I'm yedeh das elyon." The Gemara says, "What does it mean das elyon?" It could be das elyon. Even the donkey seemed to be smarter than him. The Gemara says, "No, it means he yedeh das elyon. He knows in Shemayim when the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to curse us." And he tried to curse us at that moment. Okay, and the Gemara goes into the whole Arichus over there, a very beautiful Gemara, that there's a second, and that's what it says in the Haftarah of Parshas Balak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry during that time. If he would have got angry, he would have ended up wiping us out. Okay? That's what it means, Mo'ekev Le'ekev Kael, Mo'ezem Mo'ezam Hashem. That during this time, Hashem did not get angry. Okay? But there's one split second you could curse Jews and destroy them. He was trying to time it perfectly. Tysus asks Sakasha, Tysus in three places, what can you say in a split second? So there's two truths from Tysus. First, I want to say the second Tysus of Tysus. It's not relevant to our shmooze, just something interesting, lahalacha. Tysus says once you start, then you could, once you get your foot in the door, you could throw in as much clothes as you want, even if it passed the time. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings lahalacha, not negative the Magen Avraham. The Aruch HaShulchan, people rely on this, that let's say Shkia 6 o'clock. This is the daven before, mincha before Shkia. And now you started before, let's say 5:59, you started a minute before, but you continue after Shkia, that's okay, because just like we find by Bilam, that he started, once he started, he got his foot in the door, so Mubar Mi D'Taiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you, once you get your foot in the door, the Taiva, for Tefillah, for other things, any Tefillah, Ari says Krishma, maybe that's true as well, so then it's good enough. That's the second Teretz Taisus. The first Teretz Taisus is, you know what he wanted to say in that split second? Kalem. And that's, you can say in that split second, Kalem. He wanted to time it exactly. Now, Tysus and Avodah Zarah quotes the same thing, and he adds, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the word Kalem and jumbled it. Melech. And that says, Usaruas Melech Boy, Hashem's friendship with Klai Yisrael. So according to that, that's what it means, Hashem was haifu the bracha l'klala. He wanted to say Melech, Kalem. And Hashem jumbled it and came into the word Melech. That's just it. It happens to be the Sephorno, the beginning of Perek Chavdalit. Let me find the Sephorno for you. In the beginning of Chavdalit, it's this Ashverka in the Pasuk. He tried to curse him, it didn't work. He says, let me try something else. And he keeps on going to a different area. Rashi has Pirushim. At first he saw the Sadiqim, then he saw the not-so-Sadiqim. But according to the Sephorno says like this. The first time he tried to curse them by being Mechavin the Shah, like the Gemara Brachis. And then the second time he tried to be Mechavan, the Sephorno says, like the Gemara Sanhedrin. Like he wanted, he gave him the bracha Likernares. What I'm trying to say is when the Pasuk says, Hashem turned the bracha into a klala, and I'm giving the different perushim, what it means, that they could all be true. One time he tried to curse them one way, and Hashem made Melech into Kalem. The first time he cursed them, he was trying to come out the exact time, and that didn't work out, right? It turned Kalem into Melech. The second time, he's trying to curse them like an Erez, and it said Ali Mayim. So that's what it means, that Yafik Hashem LeBrach LeKlala. Okay, I want to conclude with an unbelievable period from the Grub. Okay, just the final way, we'll finish after this. He's going on two psukim. It says, Ma'ekoiv lakova kael, ma'ezayim, ma'izam, yikev al-kevaya. And again, he says, Bilam says, immediately balak mali basic chesed zav loy ucha lavar, is pi, Hashem elikoi. What's going on with these different shemas? Okay, so the Vilna Gaon says, the brought in kal elio. There's a medrash plia. The medrash plia says like this. Vayasim Hashem Dover b'fi Bilam. So it's machlekes and medrash pliya. What does it mean? He put a Dover b'fi Bilam. Chada machake. Chake is a fishing hook. When you go fishing, it's a chake. It's a hook. And chada and chada machake. And the medrash says dechsiz mo'ezem is ekoiv kel. And v'chada meresem. It's like a muzzle. So the Vilna Gaon says these two medrashim are not arguing. One is a hook, and one is a muzzle, and they happen at different times. Okay, what's the difference between a hook and a muzzle? A hook, when you catch the fish, it hooks through the tongue, the fish's mouth, and now he can't move his tongue. A muzzle, you ever see camels, they have their tongue sticking out? When you clamp down a muzzle, the camel tries to breathe, he tries to push his tongue out of his mouth, and his tongue is hanging out. That's the difference between a resin and a chake. So the Vilna Gaon says that there, if you notice in the parsha, the different shemas used to build Bilam used. Sometimes in the Torah we find the Shem Elikim. So Vilna Gaon says the Shem Elikim is Midas Adin. Midas Adin. But the first two letters of Elikim, Kael, that's a Midas Rachamim. Chesed Kael, Kol Hayon. The Shem Avai is the other way around. Yudke Vodke is Rachamim Gemurim. But the first two letters are Din. Ashri Agever, Asher Tiyasrenu Kol. So that's what he said. So what happened was, Bilam says, I can't do anything katan or gadol. Now that's a very strange thing to say. Why? You can't do anything katan, then for sure you can't do anything or gadol. The Vilna Gaon says, I can't do anything katan or gadol means the following. When he tried to use Sheamus of Hashem to destroy Klai Yisrael, sometime he tried to use the Sheam Elikim, and what Hashem did? He cut it down, he tied his tongue, he made it like a hook, and he used the Sheam Kale, which is Rachamim. So then he switched tactics. I'm going to try to use the Sheam Ka. And when I tried to use the Sheam Ka, what Hashem do? He made a resting, he made his tongue come out, and that Ka turned into Sheam Havaya. So now the Vilna Gaon says, V'hashti Yavur. She's im yitim balik mili basic keser zav lo yuchal avar is pi Hashem elikai. No matter what I try to do, that's what it means. My echo is my echo is kel. My ezim lev in Hashem. That's what it means. My echo. How can I curse my kavak kel? Because Hashem makes me curse with the shem kel. My ezim yudkevavke. When I try to curse with if I try to curse with yudkevavke yudke, it turns to avaya. If I try to curse with elikim, it turns into kel. So no matter what. So now we have a fourth. Fourth mahalach, but what it means, a third mahalach, what it means, Hashem was mahapach as a bracha leklala. So we have either the pashup shat, right? The pashup shat is, just means he turns from his heart and he wanted to say one thing and it turned into something else. We have the Gemara in Neman and Pitzayayiv and Ataris, because he wanted to say Karazim and Hashem added Ali Mayim. We have the pshat in Tyson Avodah Zarah. He wanted to say Kalem, and it turned into Melech. And then we have the pshat Negra, that when he wanted to say Elokim, it turned into Kel. And wanted to say Ka, it turned into Shem Avayim. Have a good Shabbos.